Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Well, thank you for joining us. Do I look a little more tan today, Mahoney? Like
you do look a little bit more tan. Did you not put on sunscreen yesterday?
I did.
Or something?
I actually did wear sunscreen, but I played in a golf tournament yesterday, and I am terrible at golf.
Yeah, you are. Man, I've golfed with you.
I'm playing with our buddy Tom, who's like a scratch golfer.
We all have that one buddy who is so good that. Thank God, if you're playing in a foursome, he's there.
It was a scramble, and he was on the team, and so he used like 90% of his shots. Yeah. But then there's a couple of other guys, my brother and one other dude that we played with. And it was for a good cause, charity tournament, the whole thing. Uh-huh. And it was a great tournament. It was really a whole lot of fun. But, man, I am just so bad. I think about how, like, statistically, I can miss a fairway when it's basically all that's in front of me, and it's just amazing to me.
The people, which I used to be in that camp, you're like, look at this dumbass game, little ass ball, stick, making everybody be quiet, crying if somebody sneezes.
On their cell phone or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but how hard it actually is to make that little thing go where you want it to.
Man, and I think I hurt my back somehow. Like, I'm just like.
Did you not stretch enough?
Stretch?
Yeah.
No, I didn't stretch. Do you stretch before?
Guy who stretches?
You have to stretch before you play golf. Otherwise, your hips, your back, all of that, man.
Should I be offended that Audrey just said, does Dave look like the sort of guy that stretches before he plays golf? It's accurate, but it's hurtful. Okay.
Is it hurtful?
Dave, did you not? We were hanging out with our buddy Chuck, the GM of our station in Lafayette.
Yeah.
And he told us that he does yoga every day.
Yeah.
For an hour, and he's been playing golf for like 50 years.
Yeah, yeah,
he does it every day.
Yeah, because he keeps his hips limber. Yeah.
Did you not take note of that?
Did you really think I was going to wake up yesterday and do an hour of yoga
to get
ready for my golf game?
You had roughly 4 hours here in the studio.
Yeah.
You could have in between.
Talking?
We do stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/DaveMahoney.
Oh, you know what? Some of those stretchy streamings, those things hit.
If nobody knows what we're talking about, there's a bunch of like...
just girls that are stretching.
Thirsty.
It's just crotch shots. And
just sweaty.
Just gratuitous, sweaty crotch. And they've got 3,000 times the viewers that we do.
So, Dave, I raise you a sweaty stream.
I can provide the sweat if you can provide the crotch. How about that?
No.
If I told my wife I was going to go to a place to do yoga, she would think I was having an affair.
She totally would.
And she would probably be right.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So, Mahoney, we do a lot of talking about Craigslist on this show because there are people that are looking for love all the time on Craigslist. And it's a weird place. Like, Craigslist over the years used to be, I think, a lot weirder because they cracked down a lot of the... you know,
roses.
This many roses for a date
but
type of thing.
But it still exists to a degree.
Yeah, you just have to mine a little bit more if you're looking for the real weird stuff. But from time to time, you actually do find a treasure on Craigslist. Listen to this. California woman bought some home furniture that she got for free on Craigslist. So she didn't actually have to pay anything for it. It was just the ad, like, come pick it up and it's yours sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
So there was a transaction that she agreed to, and she made a rather surprising discovery in a couch cushion.
What did she find in her whole ass couch kitchen?
It's so dirty.
You know that it's going to be either a really good or a really bad surprise, right?
Yes.
Like, there's no in between here. It was a really good surprise. Her name is Vicky. She spotted two couches and a matching chair being given away for free. This is in San Bernardino, and she decided to go pick them up. And in one of the couch cushions, she found $36,000 in cash.
Holy cow.
That's a lot of money. That's like, I mean, significant enough to like change, not your life forever.
Pay off your credit cards.
But you could
pay off a lot of
things that are stressing you out right now. I mean, especially when things are so expensive.
This is where Vicky screwed up. She said she started yelling for her son and screaming, "This is money. This is money. I need to call the guy."
Oh.
And so she spoke to the person who made the Craigslist posting.
No.
And they said the family had discovered other envelopes of cash hidden around the house.
No.
And so they gave her a $2,200 reward.
That's it? Oh, no.
And she said she plans to spend the money on a new refrigerator.
Let me ask you this. If you had won $36,000 while playing the roulette or slots
gambling.
Or something.
Yeah, whatever.
Would you have tipped more than that?
No.
You would have tipped less than that.
I think that the general, I mean, outside of if it's like a multi-million dollar jackpot, but like $1,000 tip is
so do you
pretty
think she
obscene,
got
right?
tipped out too much? For a couch person who found your...
No, man. She found something that they had no way that they knew. That needs to be at least...
Like 50-50.
$10,000. At least 10.
$10,000.
About a third of that because she didn't have to do any of that. None of it.
I mean, she didn't have to do any of it. I would
because
not
also,
have.
Because also, no, it's now hers. Not. You sold me that whole ass weird couch.
We had a transaction even though I didn't technically buy it from you. You posted it for free. I came and picked it up. It is now mine. There is no way I'm calling those people.
Absolutely.
0% chance. Unless it's like an old widow or something like that, you know, that just... That's different, right? But if it's like, oh, these people are finding random envelopes full of cash around this house to begin with, it's like... you're finding cash around your house,
exactly.
What are you doing just giving away furniture without checking it?
Well, if you're finding envelopes of cash around the house, that means that there is plenty more than $36,000, and for you to only give $2,000 out... That's pretty stingy.
Yeah, no, I would swing back by with like $1,000 and be like, I just wanted to tip you guys because I enjoy this couch so much.
Mm-hmm.
Give them $1,000.
I was going to say just give them the tip.
Exactly. There's a 0% chance.
Do you think if he was trolling Craigslist, he would call that his rose garden?
Yeah, yes.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you all don't like hot air balloons, but for some reason you're okay with blimps? Explain that one to me.
Message deleted.
Who said that we were okay with blimps? Well, but when you're talking about the hierarchy of the things that screw up society, when's the last time you heard about a blimp crashing into some live electrical wires and killing everyone on board?
The Hindenburg did not crash during rush hour traffic.
And that's the other thing, too, is that they have all these hot air balloon festivals that are just carnies floating in the sky. There's not enough training that's involved or licensing or any of that stuff.
They are 100% sky carnies, Dave.
They're sky carnies. And the problem is that they're hot dogging out there. We actually had a guy call us and tell us that he used to be a hot air balloon pilot, and they would do this thing where they would be, like, floating over golf courses, and there would be, like, a body of water, and they would just be, like, again, showing off, and they'd bring it down to where the basket would graze the top of the water and they'd take back off. And they're also, while floating around, distracting everyone, as if you've never seen a hot air balloon before.
Well, I hadn't.
So are you the jackhole who's driving around on the highway?
I was at one point.
So pretty. Look at all the
with
colors.
With your trying to take a picture of a photo of a hot air balloon that's going to come out blurry anyway because you're traveling at 60 miles an hour?
I was at one point. Yes, I had never seen...
Do they not have hot air balloons in Alabama where you grew up?
No!
No, really? I would figure that Alabama hot air balloons would be big
Everybody
business.
Everybody nope. is a little bit more addicted to methamphetamines.
In flying
the great
high in a different
state
way.
Of Dixie. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's just nothing that I'd ever seen before. So whenever I moved, I just was a little shocked. A little shock and awe.
I'll say this. The reason why we prefer blimps over hot air balloons... Everything Dave listed, but also nobody is doing any of that when the Goodyear blimp is in town. They're just like, cool. It is.
It's a floating advertisement.
Because it's corporate.
Yeah, and also the Goodyear blimp only comes out for like cool
football
sporting
games.
Events. I associate that with just being something that's floating over a football stadium.
But it's so boring.
Good. It's not causing traffic or dangerous driving, Audrey.
Well, listen, I'm dangerous with or without. Hot air balloons.
So we just don't need to add something else in. I mean, you crashed into your garage 2 days ago.
Why are you bringing this up right
now?
Was that a secret?
You didn't crash into the garage?
I crashed into the garage. It's a tight fit, and I have to do like a 3-point turn in order to get... I have a picture if you'd like to see. It's actually pretty bad. I don't know how I managed to do this. All of the damage that's on my car is from my garage. The back bumper is all tore up from the floor up. I don't know if you can see it because I'm in the producer studio today, but can you see that?
Yeah, that's pretty beat
that's
up.
That's like the bumper and the quarter panel.
Yeah.
It's going to take some work.
It's good. So actually, I'm very pro hot air balloons, very anti-garage.
All right.
Please leave a message after the the tone.
So do you all think our world has a plan for that inevitable day when there's a massive solar flare? And then next thing you know, we don't have, like, electricity anymore? I sure hope so.
Message deleted.
We don't have plans for anything. What are you talking about?
Who's like, prepared for it? Like, can you
there's
imagine?
There's like five people who were on A&E for doomsday preppers who are prepared, and we are going to loot and kill them first.
we are coming for all
that's
your
who,
stuff.
That you've just added, like, hey, man, I know you're flexing, like, cool, check out my bunker and all the stuff I got, but now
you're
we know who you are.
First.
Yeah, now yeah. we know who you
we
are.
We got your phone number.
If yeah. you were to have to survive until the end of time, what would be like the go-to thing in your house? Like, what's the thing that you're most proud of that you have that you know is like the thing that's going to doomsday help you?
Nothing.
Like,
you only take away if my house is on fire.
You got a mag light.
If my house is on fire, I think about the things that I'd run in and grab, right? Yeah. And obviously, outside of my kids and my wife. Like the actual belongings, I would probably grab my laptop or my computer
not
or something.
Not the end of the world.
But exactly. If there's no power.
The only things that
my ninja
here's
sword.
The, you have a sword?
I have a ninja
here's
sword.
Here's the hierarchy of what things are in the apocalypse. Number one, top tier item, guns.
Yeah.
Number one, nothing is more important in the apocalypse than guns. Number two is water.
Okay, so I'm
and number three is gasoline.
So
outside of that, those are the only three things that matter in the zombie apocalypse.
So hang on, I've got a gun. Uh-huh. You got some Topo Chico.
I do have a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
I have
and
blue,
Audrey is
which
very gassy.
We could, yes, we could use. I am not very gassy. Not very. That is so aggressive.
Somebody, you gotta. Everybody's got to pull their own weight, Audrey. So step it up.
I will gas this team up. That's what I got for us.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, you got to stop being so forgetful, man. You're going to get yourself in trouble.
What do you mean I'm going to be?
You thought you lost your wedding ring?
Man, why are you bringing this up right now? You know my wife is driving to work.
Well, did you?
I did think I lost my wedding ring, which is not good. We were out of town over the weekend, and we were imbibing.
It had a couple of drinks,
but
you know?
Neither one of us got drunk.
No, we weren't out of control.
Not even, no, you know why? We avoided shots. That is why.
Yes, just a nice calm, have some beers, maybe have a little bit of wine, just kind of chill. Yeah,
feeling
no shots.
Feeling pretty good, but you and I are sitting around after one night that I think we had just traveled in, and we're sitting at the hotel, and we're smoking cigars. And I look down at my ring or at my finger for whatever, or I go to like fidget it. Because, you know, you just have, when you get little ticks, because I don't wear my wedding ring every day. I wear it when I go.
You don't have it on today, for example.
I don't, because I'm not going anywhere. I'm at the station.
When you go out of town, especially, like you got to put the old chastity belt on.
When I go out of town, when I go to like events, things like that, like, you know, I put on my wedding ring to, or if I go out with my wife where we're going somewhere, I don't know, I'll wear it.
Sure.
Something like that. Yeah, but my day to day, I don't really like wearing anything on my fingers just because I fidget with it or whatever. So we're sitting around this fire pit smoking cigars, and I fidget, and I realize, oh my God, my ring is gone.
And I'm like, man, Mahoney, if you have to call your wife and tell her that you lost your wedding ring while out of town, that ain't great.
There is no worst possible time that you could have with your ring being gone than when you are traveling for business.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter if there was no shady stuff going on whatsoever. How do you explain that? I mean, my wife would have laughed at, like, you're an idiot, and also you're going to have to go spend however much money we paid for that to go buy a new one, which I would have been very upset about.
But just having to have that conversation, and it's kind of like that implied guilt where even though you know nothing's happening, she knows nothing's happening. It's like when you walk into a store and you don't buy something,
you
feel like you're stealing. In this case, you would feel like there was something shady going on, and that might even make you act more guilty even though nothing was going on.
1,000% because you do feel guilty because, first off, you did something stupid.
Yep.
Losing something that has value. I don't know what you paid for your wedding ring.
I don't even know.
But, like, anything more than $10 for a dude ring, probably too much.
Yeah.
And I went with a white gold.
Oh.
Mostly because I gain and I lose a lot of weight.
When you were deciding on your ring, and they had, like, the titanium option, but then they tell you, like, if you ever break your finger, that they have to, like, essentially cut your finger off because there's no way to cut the titanium.
The guy I got my ring from, our buddy Benny, he is, you know, he was like, don't mess with that. He's like, go with, you know, you want something that looks like that. You like that titanium, the silver, because I don't like gold rings. I feel like they just feel like your grandfather's ring. And no offense to anybody, any dude out there who has a, you know.
Everyone's got their own flavor. Ring. Sure. Yeah.
But like silverish titanium does look pretty cool to me. And so, yeah, we went with like the white gold because also he's like, hey, man, I know you gain and you lose weight a lot. And white gold is real easy to reshape.
He's like, you are basically like a hot dog in and out of the microwave. I want to prepare for that. So did you tell your wife up until this moment?
No. She just learned about it.
No, because I
freaked out. And as we, you know, finish up the night, I was touching up my hair because the humidity was doing a lot of things to my hair. And I put product in my hair and my hands.
So you took it off.
And I took it off. Because you don't ever want. Like, I don't know about you. Do you take off your ring before you put product in
your
hair,
right?
Oh,
you have to. Yeah. You have to. You can't be having, like, gunk underneath your ring.
Yeah.
How much gunk are y'all touching?
Well, hair
for
stuff.
This, for this hairdo? More than I should.
Really?
Yes.
Because, I mean, like, I am a lady who wears rings, and I have never, and I also
like when you lotion and stuff, you don't take the ring off?
Oh, personally, no.
Oh, that's crazy to me.
Oh, you are disgusting.
All your rings, you just like just straight up just dipping, like it doesn't it get under the like the.
What do you think happens when you put on lotion?
Well, I mean, lotion is different than like hair product though, because hair product's like sticky.
It's clay. I'm using hair clay.
Like lotion just basically kind of like goes into your skin, right? Like it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Whereas like sticky.
But do you not wash your hands after?
Hold it.
Vigorously.
So then why do you take your ring off if you're washing your hands? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I always take my ring off when I'm washing my hands because I hate it even when it's wet.
Do you not dry your hands?
I do dry my hands, but then I dry, like, you have to take the ring off and then dry on the inside, too. Right.
So you take
the ring off.
When you're in public,
you
take your ring off and do its own little individual hair dry.
How often do you think I'm applying product to my hair where, like, I'm in public? I'm not, like, coming to.
He said he takes his ring off every time he washes his hands.
Yeah. When I'm out in public.
Every time you wash your hands?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's because I don't like it when it's wet. And I'm like, well, so do you dry it individually and then put it back on your hand?
Who are these dudes who are left-handed? Who are married, like, do you think those dudes take it off to go solo?
Oh.
Because
no,
I feel
it makes it ribbed for his pleasure.
Who's horny?
Dumbest game in radio, without question. It's Who's Horny, where we play different horns from different vehicles. You guys trying to figure out which vehicle it belongs to. Mahoney, how horny are you today?
Dave, very horny. It's I thought we were done the last time we were playing this. Is every time we play this the last time we're going to play?
Well, every time that we play, we always feel a little bit of guilt afterwards because we acted on our horniness.
The regret.
Yeah. And we're like, we shouldn't do that again.
Should make some better life choices. Then here we are a week later.
A couple of glasses of wine, and all of a sudden start sending text messages. And next thing you know, we're playing it again. Audrey, super horny today? Middling in your horniness or not horny at all?
She needs some coffee.
She is horny. Let's get her a Red Bull.
Actually, you know, let's get you one of those, what are those bootleg Red Bulls called?
Like Bangs?
Bang energy drinks.
Yeah, give me a bang this morning.
Yeah, get her a bang.
We all need a bang if we're playing Who's Horny.
All right, here we go. The first one, and I'll give you a little bit of a hint here. This is a larger vehicle, okay? So the first one here is a larger vehicle. Let's see if we're able to get this together. That doesn't look right. Okay. We're going to go to the second one, which is a smaller vehicle. Have
okay.
a listen. A smaller vehicle.
Why are they honking like that? I mean,
is that a 1933 Ford Model T?
No.
B, a 1958 Volkswagen Beetle?
Maybe.
Or C, a 1983 Honda Civic?
I think that's a Civic.
I'm going to go Beetle Bug.
You think that's a Beetle? Let's hear that one more time.
One more time. Here we go.
I think you're right. Well, man, those 83 Civics. It's been a hot minute since I've been in one, but I have been in an 83 Civic.
Have you ever gotten down in an 83 Civic?
No, of course not. No. I mean, I've gotten down in like a 95 Chevy Lumina.
Have you ever been
in like a 92 Toyota Celica? That's it.
So I'll tell you this. I actually had an 83 Honda Civic, and if you want to get it on an 83 Honda Civic, you very embarrassingly have to lay down the passenger seat as flat as you can go because there's not enough room in the back.
Oh, you're going passenger seat.
Well, you can do it in the front seat. Like, I mean, it's the wheels there. It was a stick shift. It's just a lot to navigate around. So if you want to try to get it on, get a stack two people on the passenger seat.
Oh, my
gosh. As reclined as possible.
Well, I mean, what an awkward thing. Did you have to get out, get around, like, on the other side of the car? Or was there just, like, inside climbing?
Young, hormones going wild.
We're way more flexible back then.
Yeah, you just got to figure it out.
Yeah. Guess so.
I am going to go. Actually, I think, Audrey, you have persuaded me. I think that is a old school VW Bug.
Let's go.
1958 Volkswagen Beetle. Are both of you horny this morning? You are. Well done. Yes.
So horny and correct. I used to drive a Volkswagen Bug.
Did you really?
But like a newer one?
It was not new. I mean, well, I guess like 2005.
Not like Herbie, right?
No. It was like a 2005 Bug, and it's what I learned, or how I learned to drive stick shift.
Did you think you were like the cutest chick in the world when
I
you were driving
that car? It smelled like crayons, and
Your car smelled like crayons?
Yeah, well, because my mom, I totaled the car that I had before that, because, you know, I'm a fantastic driver, but I totaled the car I had before that, and she just, like, dropped it off, which I was very grateful to get the car, but she didn't teach me how to drive the stick shift. So
it was a stick
bug? It was a stick bug, and I had to learn how to drive that thing everywhere, and I stalled. And I stalled, and I stalled, and hills were not my friend, so I hated.
We need to get you a Miata. We need to get you a convertible Miata.
Go on.
You will be the best, like, Stepford wife on the block with your Mazda Miata.
Is that somebody's stepmama vibes?
You buy your stepmama. A Miata, for sure. Yeah,
okay.
You look good. You look good.
Can we go two for two here, guys?
Okay.
And the reason why I bring this up is because this is an online horn review. So I think that this girl is trying to sell this car, but she wanted to do a full review of the horn as well. Let's have a listen.
So I'm just going to do the separate video for the horn. Here it is.
Ooh.
Throw that on the window so you can hear the outside. Just automatic, by the way.
That sounds like my horn.
Did you hear her say
pretty good horn.
Pretty good horn. And she also, let me roll down the window for you so you can hear it again one more time.
So I'm just going to do the separate video for the horn. Here it is.
Dude, that's...
Throw that on the window so you can hear the outside. Just automatic, by the way.
That sounds like
pretty good horn.
That sounds like a Toyota of sorts.
Yeah, that sounds like I drive an Avalon. That sounds like an Avalon to me. That's an aggressive horn from I have to assume she's dainty, just the sound of her voice.
She sounded 12.
I didn't see her because all it was a POV of her honking the horn of this vehicle. Was that a 2002 Buick Regal?
Maybe.
B, a 2004 Chevy Cavalier?
No.
Or C, a 2006 Toyota Celica?
Toyota.
No way that's a Celica. It's too beefy for that. That is, I promise you this, Audrey. You led me to the promised land, the horny promised land with the Beetle. I promise you this is a Buick Regal horn. That is a Buick Regal horn for the win.
So horny you did it. Well done.
Beefy. I think they got rid of the couch seats by the 2006 model, though, unfortunately.
Man, that video had like 1,700 views.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So we hear about these hits on businesses that are very intentional from time to time, where normally it's an inside job or at least somebody with inside information. They know something about the business, and so they target them intentionally, and that's what we think happened here.
What happened, Dave?
So the Polk County Sheriff's Office is seeking to identify two burglary suspects that broke into a carpet store and stole what was a very large, heavy safe. So according to investigators, one of the suspects smashed the front glass of the Ronnie's Carpets in Lakeland with a crowbar, entered the store, started prowling around looking for the safe, and the suspect can be seen after identifying where the safe is, kind of struggling with it because it's a big safe.
Absolutely.
Finally, he's able to flip it over, and he pushes it over to the door, and then a second suspect can be seen trying to push the safe across the parking lot towards a car. Which,
tell me they loaded it into like a geo tracker.
So it didn't give me the type of car that they loaded it into, but if you have to push a safe loudly across a parking lot, why wouldn't you just drive over there with the car?
Dave, these are questions. I mean, these are professional thieves. They know what they're doing. So let me guess, they got away with all the riches from Ronnie's carpets?
They certainly did. They loaded it into the vehicle and they took off. Unfortunately for them, Ronnie let the county sheriff's office know, yeah, that safe was empty.
Also,
nothing in it.
Who pays for carpet in cash? In 2022, who is out there going, you know what I should do? I'm going to buy this carpet. Cash. Steal the carpet. The carpet's worth way more. If you've ever looked to re-carpet your house, the prices they quote you on that?
Ridiculous.
Broke as hell.
So this is a pretty awkward situation. The sheriff's deputies knocked on a door of a woman, and they were trying to make a felony arrest because they were looking for a 29-year-old male suspect. When the deputy showed up, though, they knocked on the door, and the woman answered wearing nothing but a towel.
Okay.
And was dripping wet. And so they're like, hey, we're looking for this guy. Is he here? And she's like, no, he's not here at all. Well, they didn't believe her. And so one of the deputies went outside and climbed through the bedroom window.
What?
And once inside, which I'm like, can the cops just do that?
Don't you need a warrant
or something? Maybe they had a warrant. I don't know. It was a felony arrest. So maybe they had a warrant. But so she's like, nope, he's not here. So one of the deputies went outside, climbed through a bedroom window that was open. And once inside, the deputy found an also wet, totally naked man hiding behind a door in the bathroom. So they, I guess, were in the shower together when the cop showed up. She went to answer the door.
I feel like that's his mistake. You don't get out. Like, if you're soaking ass wet, just stay in the shower.
So big mistake, right? He gets out of the shower. Mm-hmm. Big mistake for her as well because she was hiding him.
But doesn't this cop kind of sound like a pervert, though?
A little bit.
Like, you got a naked ass woman dripping wet, and then you're climbing through a bedroom window?
Seems a little creepy. She must have been hot. They both got arrested, though.
Why did they arrest her?
Because she was hiding a fugitive.
That's a pretty good reason to go to jail.
Yeah, can't do that. And a little PSA today, do not carjack ambulances. D.C. police say that a suspect stole a D.C. fire and EMS ambulance on Saturday morning. Like, is there anything outside of an actual fire truck that would be harder to get away in than an ambulance?
But what would be the most fun car?
Fair.
Because the average person, there's no way you're driving a fire truck by yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
But you could drive an ambulance.
You can drive an ambulance by
yourself. You turn on them lights?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. A cop car would probably be more fun, a little more agile.
Agile?
Yeah, nah. Like you zip through traffic a little easier in a cop car.
No, because here's the thing. Everybody's going to be driving super slow around you. Ambulances, everybody gets out of your way. Cop car, everybody just like, all of a sudden, the speed limits,
everyone starts going 35.
Yeah. Come on.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to Amber Heard, what's the worst thing an ex has ever done to any of you guys? And, of course, I'm referencing the poo on Johnny Depp's bed.
Message deleted.
I don't think any of us have a story about an ex like doing anything that crazy,
that,
right?
That wild?
I mean, had taking stuff. I don't think it was intentional, you know, where they take shirts and things like
showing up at work.
Yeah. Oh, did you have somebody show up at work?
Yeah, I've had somebody show. I mean, this wasn't luckily before I was in radio.
Oh, my God. I'm that ex.
You
remember
that
story about how I showed up at one of my girlfriend.
Well, you showed up at his job.
I showed up at his job.
That's different.
That's different.
That is different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, still kind of a dumb thing to do, not as creepy as showing up to your ex's job.
True.
That is way worse. So yeah, I had an ex show up when I was bartending at Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon.
What was the situation? What happened?
She knew that I was dating one of the other girls at the.
You were two-timing her?
No, I was. We had broken up.
Oh, you'd broken up.
We had broken up,
and then she still showed up.
Showed up, sat at my bar. I'm like, what the hell are you doing here? Trying to see the girl that I was dating, but she was off that day.
Didn't even work, huh?
Nope, didn't even work. And I was like, this is why I broke up with you.
Brutal Salsa in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said I had an ex steal my credit card info and buy a hot water heater.
Well, at least it's practical.
Huh.
Like, better than, like, you know, can you, like, at least you can go, like, repossess that, right?
Can you?
I mean, you could take a hot water heater. They're not that hard to install. You got to, you know, I know you tried to install it yourself, which turned out
didn't
to be
work out great.
Bit of a, that's why I called a professional. Spent the extra $150.
Kyle, commenting on your ex showing up to your work, said she just couldn't get enough of your mixology.
I mean, I had a Palm Pilot. This is before smartphones.
A Palm Pilot for, like, the recipes?
Yeah. So I wrote down all the beer because I was like, man, look at how cool. I got an electronic directory of how to make a White Russian.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you know when you're changing a baby's diaper, in the back of your mind, you know it's temporary. But when you start changing an adult diaper, that becomes a permanent situation.
Message deleted.
Yeah, man, I hope I don't get to that point.
I want to be offed before then.
Offed?
Yeah.
Well, you want somebody to just take you out?
Just pull the plug.
Mm-hmm.
Or take me to the farm out of the country.
I prefer not to be pooping my pants. Especially, you know how, like, particular I am about being, like, a closet pooper and in general, I don't like that. That'd be, like, my worst nightmare if I was messing my pants and somebody else had to clean it.
So, there's a pretty, I don't know if it's just because we're getting older and the kind of media that we consume or whatever.
Are you getting fed ads for Depends or something?
I see them more often than not. No, I'm not. But we are getting older. One of the things that I've noticed, though, is that the dude on the box of Depends, super happy. I mean, like, very, very,
you know what?
Very happy.
If you're pooping your pants and you can still be that happy, good for you.
You're living your best life.
You
figured
it out.
I was going to ask you, do you think, how much would it take for you to be the model on the box of Depends? Like, what is your rate to do that? They're going to be in stores
all forever. Like, you are the face of Depends.
Or at least for the next couple of years.
Would you rather be the face of Depends or the face of erectile dysfunction?
Oh, Depends all day.
Depends, really.
Well, but I don't know, because
a lot of people are having the ED problems. Not everyone's out here pooping your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not both?
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's often said that everyone in the 80s was high on Coke, but what's everyone in the 2020s high on?
Message deleted.
Debt.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So, Mahoney, I've told you that around the holidays is probably the best time of year for me as a dad, because there is something to constantly dangle over my kids' heads to make them act as we want them to act.
Dave, thankfully you have Santa on speed dial.
So that
you're close first personal friends, not because you're a member of the media.
That's right.
You know, so that does help around then. So, but
in the summer months, and I don't have a lot going on, you know, because the whole, like, vague, okay, well, we're not going to go on that vacation, it doesn't hold true.
They don't
even
understand vacations,
really. It's got to be like a constant
threat. That's like what you hold over your wife or your wife holds over you.
So
she's like, no, I'm going on vacation. You're staying home.
You're staying home with the kids. Yeah. Now, the reason I bring it up is because I had to start something new this week, and I'm curious if this is good parenting or not. I don't know.
What's that?
I started a point system with my kids.
A point system?
A point system where you can earn up
to... What is this, like a combine?
Yeah, kind of. You can earn up to 2 points per day.
Okay.
And if at the end of the week you have 10 points, then you get a toy.
So this is only Monday through Friday?
This is I didn't even think about that.
Because otherwise it would be 14 points.
Okay, so but there's certain times where you lose points, too.
You can absolutely lose points.
Do
you have
points.
A tally board going for this?
We do.
Is it for everybody to see?
It's hanging up in the kitchen downstairs.
Okay.
And so they'll wake up the next day and see if they've received an additional point for being good for the rest of the day.
Is this for all the children or just the older ones?
Yeah. I mean, like, the 2-year-old Duke and 2-month-old Ruby don't understand it, right?
Yeah.
So they don't care. But the two girls absolutely understand it. And the problem that I've been having is that Olivia, my 3.5-year-old, she, like, has been kind of acting out and being mischievous on purpose since Ruby has been born, you know, and kind of that middle daughter syndrome type thing.
She's a wild spirit for sure.
And so she lost a point the other day because my son Duke was standing on an ottoman and she pushed him off intentionally. You lose a point for that, right?
Yeah.
But see, like, I'll take her and I'll put her in timeout, and like I got spanked as a kid. I'm not into spanking my
See,
kids.
I never got spanked.
I just don't. Well, that, yeah.
Well, I mean, one time.
One time.
When I snuck out on Halloween in first grade and was gone for like 4 hours.
That is a spanking.
That was worth
that
it.
That is a whooping.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. Yeah. Hey, like, yeah. And even then, my mom was like crying when she was, you know, she didn't want to.
She didn't want to spank you, yeah.
And but, then, like, in timeouts for me, I was just like, oh, I get to just go be alone where I want to be. Awesome.
Kyle wants to know if they can use the points for a complimentary buffet. I don't know. We might work in some additional things, right? Like if you get all 14 points for the week,
that's
then you
a
get a larger toy or something like that. But I've got, yeah.
I feel like you should go 1 point a day.
1 point a day?
I feel like 1 point
no,
a day.
No, 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 because there has to be like the midway point of the day. Did you get your point? Will you be good for the rest of the day?
Oh, so you're trying to like push it over.
Yeah, yeah. So that way.
Get the crossover.
Yeah, get the crossover so the full day of goodness.
Is this going to be like the Monopoly money where there's no boardwalk?
There's no real upside to it. Oh, man. Yes, Razor said I got whooped all of the time, plenty of times. And my dad had like a breadboard that he kept under the couch in my parents' room. That
just
was like
a different time.
The spanking breadboard, which, yeah. I mean, I just don't think I could bring myself to do it because, like, I'd be so sad.
I feel like we ratchet it down every generation as far as, like, our, you know, kind of the discipline goes because – can you imagine what like your dad or your granddad saw when they were acting a fool?
Yeah.
Like you were like, go plow the fields for 4 days.
Yeah, and then pick a branch off of a tree and I'm gonna whoop you with that branch.
Yeah.
Just a different time. But I've basically become Costco dad where I'm just over here with reward points.
Can I get in on this reward system?
No.
Yo!
Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Mahoney, you claim to be a fast food aficionado. In fact, you say that you've been to 4,000 McDonald's across the country. We all know that's a lie.
5,000.
5,000.
5,000. My bad. Since the last time.
Since the last time we talked.
5,000. You know, my goal is to make it to every McDonald's in America at one point.
Well, fast food freakouts are real-life freakouts that happen in different establishments. So we have a couple of just traditional fast food restaurants. We also have one that's more of the, like, casual dining breakfast place. It's in there. You guys trying to figure out which each one is. And we're all working on this together, with the exception of me, obviously, because I have the key. So everyone that's listening along today, feel free to weigh in. You can call or text anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney if you want to weigh in on the chat. Are you both ready?
Yes.
Yep. Excellent. Here we go. This is a man demanding a refund, and then when he doesn't get it, and you'll kind of hear the audio, starts flipping the food. Like there's food on the counter and like starts throwing the food, has a bit of a meltdown.
Where's my money?
If you don't get it, you can call corporate and get your money. Get out of my store right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
So I tried to leave some of the ambient noise in there so that it might offer you some clues.
That's a tough one. I mean, there is a faint beep in the background, which didn't sound like a fryer beep, which sounded more like an oven beep to
me. What were those crinkled bags? What was he crinkling? That was giving me like Chipotle already bagged chipped vibes.
So there was a fast food bag that was sitting on the counter, and he was taking the items out and dumping like the fries onto the floor.
I'm not going to call my shot right here, but I'm curious to hear what our possible selections are.
Is it A, McDonald's,
no.
B, Arby's, C, Hardee's?
I think that's a Hardee's, a.k.a. Carl's Jr. out west. I think that's a Hardee's. I think I heard, because there was a distinct beep in the background. Maybe a little too busy inside for a Hardee's, but I feel like, again, Midwestern. Heard those accents, not a whole lot of anything to them. So it sounds like somebody from the Midwest. So I am going with Hardee's.
I disagree. I'm going to go Arby's.
Both of you incorrect.
McDonald's.
That was a Canadian McDonald's, and I don't know if you could hear it, but the guy. Hard to pick up in there, right? There's not a lot.
Where's my money?
If you don't get it, you can call corporate and get your money. Get out of my store right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
And you hear that? Oh,
that's
sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's what it was. A Canadian McDonald's, sorry. Not only did neither of you get it correct, nobody in the chat got it right either.
Wow, that was a tricky one.
I feel like the Canadian McDonald's, they have different sounds, man.
Different sounds.
Here we go on to number two. You do have a little bit more time in this one because this clip, and I did trim it down a lot, there is several minutes of him going off. So this is an uppity dude who is furious that he didn't get sugar with his coffee. So he's the one that starts filming and berating a different server.
In a second, I'll be right there with you.
She came, but she didn't bring sugar, and then she left and continued to bus tables.
Well, what do you want to do?
I want a server who's going to be attentive to me because they're going to expect a tip.
No, we don't expect.
Everybody expects a tip. Everybody expect. We're in a food industry where everybody tips.
Well, would you want to do, me to
I,
do it?
To give me a server who's going to come and make sure that I have sugar with my coffee.
I will bring you coffee and you sugar.
The coffee's there. It's getting cold. She did not bring sugar, right? So I just need the sugar. I don't need the coffee. And I need a server who's actually going to make sure that I have the things that I need.
This dude is a straight up bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I hope that you spill hot coffee all over your crotch. And get no money for it.
Is that A, an IHOP, B, a Denny's, or C, a Cracker Barrel?
Oh.
Dat in the chat said Denny's before I even gave that as an option.
Mahoney, what's your gut say?
This is, oh, man. Denny's sounds like, it's Denny's or IHOP. That's no way that's a Cracker Barrel.
I don't know. It's something like the creme de la creme of pretense could go into Cracker Barrel, like acting a fool.
I think this is Denny's. I think this is Denny's behavior. I really do.
Let's go with Denny's, Dave.
The majority of the people in the chat are also saying Denny's, and both of you guys correct on that
there
one. Very nice. Denny's, yes.
Dude, just like
and that.
And
that went on for like 4 minutes.
I'm shocked that server did not just whoop his ass.
Yeah. Well, I love that.
She was so nice.
Yes, I loved the way that she was responding and asking the most perfect question. What do you want me to do? Like, what do you want me to do?
Also,
like, I can just bring you sugar. Will this change your attitude?
If you can't handle coffee without sugar, what do you like? And you're going to throw a fit like that? You're going to throw a fit like that on her?
No. Let's not go that far.
I said throw a fit like that.
No, I don't know.
Maybe.
If you
maybe.
Treat a server like that, I hope you get fired from your job.
I'm a pretty big brat.
All right, so here we go. You got one correct, one incorrect. You can go ahead and win it right here. And there's not a lot of time on this one. I did leave a little bit of lead up. This is a manager who has had just about enough of one lady complaining. And this is being filmed by somebody that is just sitting at a table enjoying their food.
Mm-hmm.
And they know some S is about to go down. And they're just, you can kind of hear them still just munching away as they film this, which is pretty great.
Ma'am, get your stuff and get out of here. No, you shut up. Get out of here.
That's a manager of the store.
That sounds like he's yelling at a dog,
right?
Get out. Don't get your stuff. Don't get out.
Is that A, an Arby's, B, a Subway, or C, a Firehouse Subs?
Oh, God.
Okay, it's not a Subway.
Let's hear it again.
Again, the munching here.
Ma'am, get your stuff and get out of here. No, you shut up. Get out of here. No, you got your food. Get out. Move your ass.
Audrey, that's not a I think you're wrong here. I think that crunch
was a
bag, and that's there are no bags like
but
that.
But Subway, does Subway have blasting music like that?
Maybe that particular one does.
Oh,
so I don't think
Arby's,
it's a Firehouse.
Subway or Firehouse Subs.
I got to play the odds here because I don't think it's an Arby's. I think we've removed Arby's from that equation unless that was the crinkle foil that they sometimes come in, but I think that was too loud. Sounded like more like a bag of chips. So I'm going for Subway for the win.
Audrey?
I guess I gotta hop on the Subway train.
No,
I want to say Firehouse.
Audrey, you would have also been incorrect.
That is an Arby's.
Yeah,
it is this foil.
They're paper bags. Oh. They have paper bags.
Boo.
Boo.
Are you booing
Boo.
Me? Stop booing. Don't do that.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys, I could really use a pick-me-up right now, but either way, I just want to say you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. And cheers. Bless you.
Message deleted.
Let's channel some old school, what is it, Stuart Smiley? You're good enough. You're smart enough.
And doggone it, people like you.
Wasn't it gosh darn it?
Was it gosh darn it?
Could be the other darn it. There was a darn it in there.
I do remember the darn it. Audrey, you seem to be the queen of gassing people up. Any words of wisdom to share with this young lady?
I would say that if you're going to go about doing something today that you don't want to do, make sure that you also do something today that's specifically going to make you happy. So I guess if she said that she was just kind of needing a little bit of a pick-me-up, mm-hmm. whatever you find that brings you joy, try and do a little bit of that. Like, if it's just a bath. Yeah. Like, you know, decompressing, putting your phone down, or maybe it is like looking at dog videos. Mahoney loves that. Like something that you know is small or large that will bring you some type of temporary
baby basset hounds.
Baby basset hounds. Like,
no, but
something,
I mean, you've been kind of going through it recently with all the changes in your life, Audrey, and you have done a really good job, I think, of self-care, right? Like, you've taken time and you've
healthy,
like
happy habits,
intentionally cut time out to make sure that you're doing the things that you want to do.
I really feel like it is very much necessary. Like, working out for me has been one of the biggest, and I just feel better mentally. Like, I've started going to therapy. Like, all of those things were things that I had to put in place because and some people are like this, and I don't want it to come off in a certain kind of way, but it is what it is. I'm not like a victim. That's just not how I'm built.
Right.
So, like, I am a, let's keep the train going. Let's keep it moving forward. Like, I don't want to be sad, and I don't want to feel not happy. And I'm a.
You're the conductor of your own emotions.
Yes. Exactly.
No, nobody's going to decide that you're sad. And
period.
Then you just have to deal with it. Yeah, good for you,
nobody
man.
Besides me can make me miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do a fine job of it on my own. Thank you very much.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What percent of UFO sightings do you think are just trampolines that got picked up by the wind?
Message deleted.
What percent of us what?
What percentage of UFO sightings are trampolines that got picked up by the wind?
80%.
All of them. Every single
but
one of them.
What about all these UFO sightings recently? Why are, like, it's just like the White House is now starting to comment on it, and I'm like, this is too casual, and everyone's just, like, not talking
so
about
here's the thing.
It.
If you have mastered, and I will say this 1,000 times over, if you have mastered inner galaxy travel, you can master not getting photographed by an iPhone.
Well, but
because
you've traveled.
Yes, Dave.
Maybe not.
If you can travel light years, the speed of light,
you could see.
But they've been invisible up until this point. Now our technology
has
just
gotten. The technology it takes everywhere. The speed of light,
acting
Dave.
Like he's a UFO expert.
I am a UFO
Go ahead.
Expert.
Are you? How did you become a UFO expert?
Because I read, Dave.
You
and
read
I have
what?
And I have
books.
This thing called a brain.
Look it up, Dave.
I have a brain.
I have a brain, and I think I'm not a lemming like some people.
Oh.
There's certain.
That's a sheep.
You're a lion, not a sheep, right?
No, I'm just a guy who likes fast food, but. If you could travel, because there's no inhabitable planets that are anywhere near us, you are going to need to travel light years. And a light year is the speed or the distance that light travels in a year, which is unfathomable by, like, our dumb, you know, human minds. Yeah. So if you can travel light years, you're not getting photographed.
Squid has an excellent point. Who said they don't want to be seen?
They don't want to be seen.
How do you know?
How do you know?
Because they don't.
Because you have a brain in books. How do you know? You don't know anything.
I know everything about space and the universe and aliens. They're not here. And thank God, because guess what? They're going to eat us when they get here.
E.T. is not as cute as anybody makes him out to be, by the way.
Dude, he's a straight up.
Dude, I saw a tweet about that the other day. Like, if I saw E.T. riding a bike in my neighborhood, I am for sure running that thing
that
over.
That was me. I retweeted it. There's another one. Because, like, all of those crack me up. There was another one that was like, if I saw E.T., I would simply spray him with Raid.
E.T.
I got to share this comment because it's in the Twitch chat, but based on the screen name alone, it's from Mother Nipplebottom.
What?
Okay.
Who says that Who out there says that 60% of aliens aren't stupid like people? There could be a bunch of dumb, drunk aliens.
If you figured out how to travel across the galaxy, we're not letting the dumbest people. Same thing with, like, our astronauts, they're all smart.
It may not be them. Maybe, like, traveling light years is totally normal and pedestrian
for them.
Let's
just talk about E.T. for 1 second again. Who decided what E.T. looked like? You're like, let's take the texture of beef jerky and the shape of a penis, and that's going to be our childhood alien hero.
Yeah, but give him arms and a glowing finger.
Uh-huh.
A glowing finger, though, is pretty
okay,
wild.
We get it, Audrey.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Customer relations would also be a very fitting job title for sex workers.
I'm right. Like, you know, you guys agree, right?
Message deleted.
Well said.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Man, how dumb are we just as people where this is a real problem that they're having now in Montana? They're calling it the Yellowstone boom.
Why? What's going on in Montana, Dave?
Yellowstone.
Everybody wants to move there, huh?
Everyone wants to move to Montana. Just because you watch Yellowstone, you're like, oh, it's pretty there.
But it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
Well, but I think it's one of those things for me personally where a lot of people probably hadn't traveled there. A lot of people probably weren't like, wait, what's going on in certain areas of Montana? And then you get to see it and you're like, hold up, especially with a lot of remote work that's happening now.
Yeah.
People are probably like, hey, let me go get some wide open spaces.
So Big Sky Country's population boom has been years in the making. Montana, the eighth smallest state by population, now has a population of more than 1 million people. From 2010 to 2020, the state grew by almost 10%. Around Bozeman, Montana, the median cost of a single-family home was around $450,000 before the pandemic. Now, $750,000.
I mean, we're seeing those rates go up all over the country, though. So, I mean, that is a lot, but not like crazy that you haven't seen those prices in,
I mean, when you're talking like
Florida
about like a small,
or Las Vegas or even in St. Louis, I've seen crazy prices.
But when you're talking
up.
About small towns, like how annoying would it be if for the last 40 years of your life you were living in small town USA you love small town USA, and then Yellowstone comes along and causes this huge boom in population and now everything is more inconvenient.
Well, but here's the thing. This is literally the like plot from season 1 and 2 of Yellowstone. Like, they're building the subdivisions, which, hey, don't build subdivisions, by the way. Don't be that guy in Yellowstone. But because we know how that turns out. I just, things change. And I think if you get stuck in the past and you can't deal with evolution and how things change, and that if you want everything to be the same for the rest of your life, you're going to be sorely disappointed because we can't stop forward momentum of the world.
I think
it's annoying, but things change, man. They really do.
I get that to a degree. I also think that there's something important about preservation of certain spaces. I mean, because if you think like that, then it's like, well, the rainforest, we just need to start building.
We're just going to bulldoze that and put a nice subdivision there.
Well, we're going to have to at some point if we don't stop banging.
God.
For real.
We need the rainforest.
Like, I agree. We also need forests. We also need water. All of that, those things are important, but ain't nobody gonna nobody's stopping slowing down, you know, like more people are coming every day.
I'm just saying, it's like I feel bad for the people in Montana because like when Sons of Anarchy was a huge show, everyone wasn't like, let's move to Oakland.
Venus up front, front, party in the back, Venus up front, front, party in the Venus up front, party in the back, Venus up front,
it's a hairdo and a fish.
Mullet Over is a simple game, right? It's just three people, and you just have to figure out which one of them has the mullet. And today, Mullet Over has a bit of a theme. It is the pastor edition of Mullet Over. So I've got three different pastors, and only
like
one of them.
Like open
fields? No, like pastors in a church. And they're varying as far as like what happens in these clips, which I think is pretty interesting.
I don't know why I'm just imagining a cow chewing on some cud with a mullet, though. Like if you had, like you see those fluffy ass cows.
I could see that.
Which, by the way,
mullet.
Ooh, a mullet.
A mullet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. That's all. We should just end this right now. It's not going to get better than that.
No, it does. Trust me. These are great. So, again, only one has a mullet. Try to figure it out together. Everyone in the chat, everyone that's listening along, 833-YO-DUMMY. Here is the first one. This is just a simple pastor who loves talking over the piano. If you've ever been in a church where the pastor's talking over the piano, really evokes the emotions. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But he also loves giving shout-outs to people in the congregation.
Oh, yes.
Turn with me, if you would, to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, and we're going to read one verse of Scripture, verse 14. Echo Brother Brewer's comments. It's so good to see elder men, all you ministers here, all you great people of God. Amen.
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 Doesn't strike me as mullety.
No
not
mullet
right
there,
up,
huh? Okay.
That doesn't strike me. Audrey, what about you?
I'm
that
not
doesn't
getting mullet vibes. I did hear the Song of the South in his voice,
mm-hmm.
but I don't hear, I don't know if he's, And I'm envisioning a certain type of pastor, a little sweatier with a mullet.
Jerry,
you know,
Falwell-ish?
I mean? Yeah, like, I mean, okay. He's kind of like, yeah, stomping around up there while he's preaching.
Or no, Jim Baker. I'm thinking more Jim Baker.
Dad said he started off in Romans, definitely pulling the mullet card. Okay. I don't know what that means, but all right. So here we go on to number two. This is a pastor that is convinced that Pokemon is of the devil.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's okay. A mullet.
All right.
And the first thing we need to do is we need to look at who actually produced the trading card game that has captured the minds and the imaginations of our children. Now, it doesn't make any difference what I say. It's what their own material says, because their own material will give them away. Okay? So I'm going to read to you. Here's a direct quote from the web pages of the producer of this game. Listen to this. The Pokemon trading card game is a new collectible card game that is made and distributed by Wizards of the Coast. What is a wizard? Male practitioner of black magic.
I mean, guys, it checks out.
Did that not music in the background not sound like Animal Crossing?
It did. It sounded like,
who picked a musical choice for that? For, oh my God, Pokemon are of the devil and wizards and buttholes.
It reminds me of that one chick who was trying to tell us all that Monster Energy drink was of the devil. Because whenever you flip it over, oh, it's basically 666.
Possible mullet, but I'm also feeling this is maybe very short hair. Maybe crew cut.
I don't know. I need another three, Dave.
Doc is convinced that Pokemon is of the devil, so agreeing there.
Yeah, it's, if you are, if the devil is stealing from your wallet, if that's what you mean.
And third and final one, and this one is a special one. So this is a pastor who has had just about enough. And when I say he's had just about enough, there's a kid who starts dozing off, and he starts yelling at this kid for falling asleep in the congregation. And then he walks down into the congregation and just starts talking trash to a couple of people.
I mean, that already sounds like a mullet to me.
And he'd be surprised. Son, don't go to sleep while I'm talking. Hey, 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 don't you lay your head back. I'm important. I'm somebody.
Oh, Jesus. Literally.
Now, you might do your English teacher that way, but I'm not teaching English. I'm teaching eternal life here. I love you. You know I love you. Have I convinced you I love you? You better nod your head yes. All right. Come on, put it right there. All right. You stay awake and you listen to me. And I noticed on the calendar I'm supposed to marry y'all. What makes you think I'd marry you? You're one of the sorriest church members I have. You're not worth 15 cents. And you want me to marry you to her? And you want to marry him? And he don't even know where he belongs? And you don't even know where you belong? Now, let me tell y'all, everybody here, how much I love these kids. Do you know I love you, sir? Stand up, big boy.
That is some chaotic energy, isn't it?
I hate that so much. And honestly, this is one of the things that I feel like is such a deterrent for people who want to be religious or who want to be able to go to church. Because people like this act like bullies. It's a poor kid.
Well,
he's
then he starts
tired.
Talking to these people who are going to get married, and he tells them they're the sorriest members of his church congregation.
I thought Jesus loved everybody, man. But then
he flips it. But you know I love you, right? Come on up here. Give me a hug. You're like,
that's manipulation.
Yes.
That's gaslighting.
But, guys.
Gaslighting.
Yes.
Only one of these three has a mullet.
The third
one, without a doubt. No, like, yeah.
Okay, so which one do you want to eliminate first?
Everyone. Oh, I was going to say everyone but three.
let's eliminate
number one.
I was going to say Pokemon for sure.
Oh, you thought okay.
Oh, okay, let's go with number one then. Let's go with number one.
Yeah. Turn with me, if you would, to Romans chapter 10.
He sounds too nice.
Yeah, he is too nice. You're right. Yeah, there's no mullet there. Okay.
Not saying that people with mullets are mean. He just sounded like a nice, clean-cut guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He kind of looked like David Cross a little bit, you know?
Okay.
Like, yeah, sort of like Arrested Development, you know, the bald head.
The glasses. See, I knew there was definitely the Jim Baker glasses.
You can hear him in there.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 10, and we're going to read one verse of Scripture, verse 14.
He actually sounds calm.
Echo Brother Brewer's comments. It's so good to see elder men.
Also, cry in church.
Shout out to that piano player, man. Just hitting it. Hitting the notes at the right
tickling
time.
Tickling them ivories.
Adding the drama.
So it all comes down to number two, Pokemon pastor, or number three, the bully pastor.
I think it has to be number three. I really do. I don't think and also, as somebody pointed out, Wizards of the Coast did not create Pokemon. They just distribute it here in America.
Final answer is?
Number three.
Yes, number three.
Both of you are incorrect. I'm sorry.
Pokemon.
Yes, the Pokemon pastor.
What's he look like?
He had a blue suit on that had shoulder pads. And,
was it crush blue?
No, it was more like a navy blue, but he did have a colorful tie that went along with it. And He looked really bad, man.
Well, praise him and his mullet.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
Mahoney, do you remember when I told you that story about how me and my friend Ben, when we were in kindergarten, got into a pee fight?
Oh, God. You were at the urinals and you decided to have kind of like an impromptu sword fight?
Well, yeah. So we were at the urinals and, you know, this is elementary school, so, you know, we didn't know better. But we learned the hard way. We actually got into an argument about whose mom was picking us up from school that day. And he was so adamant that it was his mom. I was adamant that it was my mom because we'd gotten our dates crossed.
Mm-hmm.
And he was mad that, and he was right, as it turns out. It was his mom that was picking us up that day. But he got so mad at me that I was disagreeing with him that midstream, he just turns to me and starts hosing me down.
Like, I mean, are you talking like on your jeans? Like, as this, like, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, my pants. Like, he's just blasting me as hard as he can. And so, what do?
Return
fire.
Return fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a duel. And it was just this weird mix of, you know, trying to back somebody up so they can't pee on you with your own pee, and you're kind of slipping all over the place, and it was a mess.
I don't know what it is with young boys, but like when I was in, I distinctly remember when I was in elementary school, like my best friend and I, we were in the same class. I think this was like first or second grade. We would go to the bathroom, and then we would always play like lightsabers, but like you would cross the streams,
Ghostbusters,
but not on each other,
right?
But yeah. Just, you know, and I don't know why we thought that was the most entertaining and cool thing in the world.
If we
to do.
Think that we have outgrown the fascination with playing with our own pee, as guys, we haven't. Like when you put one of those little targets in the urinal, or if there's ice in there,
well,
I'm going to try to melt it.
That helps keep us
on
more
target,
accurate
literally.
And focused, and it actually cuts down on like cleaning bills and the amount of time that's spent cleaning. So that's why airports, high traffic bars, they all, you know, for women, I know you're not in there seeing urinals, but there's like a little tiny like fly or target that they have us aim for, and it works because every time I'm like, I gotta aim for it.
Dak said, "Who remembers kindergarten?" There's not much that I remember about kindergarten, but that was a pretty significant moment that I definitely remember.
Do you remember your kindergarten teacher's name?
So I had two different kindergarten teachers, and the one that, I mean, maybe this is the reason why she was so mean to me, because this is the time when we got into the pee fight. I don't remember her name off the top of my head. I just remember she was terrible to me.
Really?
And to so many other students.
Oh, my God.
That the parents got her fired.
That's, I mean, because you have to be a special type of person to teach kindergarten, because kids are coming in. You, like, now it's that you got preschool, but like 30, 40 years ago.
Coming in cold, right?
Yeah. Mine was Mrs. Shaw. She was the sweetest, nicest person ever.
Yeah.
The best kindergarten teacher I could ask for.
Well, and I think about it because my daughter just graduated kindergarten and she had a fantastic teacher. And, you know, like when that kind of sets the tone for how you view school moving forward, when you have a bad one, you also have to be a special kind of piece of garbage to be mean to 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
you could be
sweet
stern, but you can't be mean.
That sometimes urinate on each other. You know, it's fine.
At least it was in the bathroom.
It was in the bathroom.
Yeah, it wasn't on the rug where we all sat down.
What, on the carpet?
I bit another girl's head on the playground once.
You bit her head?
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bit her right on her dome. So what happened was we were playing on the playground, and we were fighting over who was going to be princess, and neither of us were princess. It was like two other girls, and we were just like, she deserves to be the princess. And we were like fighting for their honor. And she grabbed and bit my arm, and because her head was low, that's the only thing that I could bite was her head.
I decided to chip a tooth.
I mean, my teeth were, this is pre braces of 10 years.
So snaggling?
So they were perfect head biting teeth.
like a serrated knife.
They were.
That's right.
Yeah.
So since you're, you know, 10 and 12 years younger than me and Dave, when you were growing up going to school, did you have, like Dave and I had rocks is what it was under all of our playground equipment? You fall.
Rocks with some glass in there.
Yeah, and definitely some cigarette butts.
It was always the broken Heineken bottle because you could tell
the green glass.
Yeah,
you could always see that. Did they move you over to the rubber?
We had mulch for a really long time.
Mulch, okay, that's a step in the right direction. Yeah.
Mulch and then the rubber.
Did you still have the scalding hot metal slides?
No, we had the ones that gave you static, like
the plastic. Those are almost worse.
Yeah, because you come out looking very methy. Like, you look like you're a child who just found some needles at the top of that.
The reason I bring it up is because biting somebody's head, more acceptable as a youth than as an adult. Same thing with getting into a pee fight.
Uh-huh.
There are two brothers that got into a fight on a plane because one of the brothers urinated on the other brother, and that turned into a full-on fist fight. So these two were on an international flight between London and Greece, and the pilot had to divert the flight to land in Corfu to evict the brothers. And they gave him a $62,000 fine. But I guess after they kicked him off the plane, they found like a full empty bottle of vodka and then another bottle that had been half drank. So these two brothers got through a bottle and a half of vodka and then somehow managed to get into a pee fight.
Where's the air marshal when you need him?
To bite him on the head.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
There was a time in my life where I feel like I watched more junk TV, and I don't know how I stumbled across Chrisley Knows Best. Did you ever watch that show?
Briefly. It used to come on after Monday Night Raw, so I would occasionally have Monday Night Raw on, and that would roll over into that, which I always felt like was a crappy follow-up to Raw, or actually it was the lead into Raw.
Is that what it was?
And I would be like, these people suck. This dude is a...
Doesn't he seem like a creep?
Feels like he's...
Chrisley Knows Best. Found guilty in Atlanta on federal charges, including bank fraud and tax evasion. So initially indicted in August of 2019, the trial began about 3 weeks ago, and the attorney's office in Atlanta said the jury found the pair guilty on all charges this week. Prosecutors say the stars submitted false documents to banks to get loans and failed to pay federal income taxes for multiple years.
So if you are not paying your taxes, the government will come after you. That is the one thing that if you are rich... That they still will, be rich. They're rich, but not rich enough to have all the loopholes, apparently. But, man, just I don't get the levels of narcissism that it must take to know that you're breaking the law, be ripping off the government, not paying your taxes, creating all this fraud, and going on TV and bragging about your wealth. We've seen this with, was it Jen Shaw from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City? And now these guys, the Chrisleys, I always thought there was something messed up about the him especially.
So we were talking about how we were in Houston last week and we saw the Toyota Corolla in the parking lot of the Radisson on blocks. Mm-hmm. And you saw the girl who actually owned the car.
Felt so bad.
Yeah, just a real bummer, right? But she's not the only one. Owen Wilson recently walked out of his house to see that his Tesla had been stripped of its tires. All four rims and tires gone.
Do you think he stepped outside and just went, wow.
Wow. And then he walked around to the other side to see if they were all gone. He's like, wow.
Like, I mean, that really does suck. I mean, like, yeah. I just don't even know. How many dudes does it take?
Because he'd only been in there for a few minutes, I guess, and they're them all off. And
what is it? Are you rolling around neighborhoods with a NASCAR team or an IndyCar team? Were you able to pull the tires off that
parked
fast?
Parked right outside of his house in Santa Monica, you know? Like, I don't know. It just seems weird that they'd be able to get it off that quickly, but they did.
They did.
Yep. So maybe they took the tires from his Tesla because Teslas don't have catalytic converters.
Oh, that could be it. Wow.
Well, didn't you say one of our friends... recently has been parking his car in a similar place, like, you know.
He's going to work.
Yeah,
park in a similar place. And then the other day we noticed that the lock nuts of the lug nuts, because one of them that is like the locking one that you can't just easily get off, were missing. And I'm like, do you park in the same spot every day? Because if so, if they've taken the two lock nuts off two of your wheels, but there's still two more, they're probably going to come back and try to get those off. And then the next time they come back, strip all of them.
Just I didn't leave know your car that there was a difference between nuts, lock and lug.
It depends on the type of vehicle you get, but some of them, if they have the upgraded rims,
really?
They'll come with a lock nut, so that way somebody can't just come along and steal your rims.
Steal your rims.
Yep.
Which in 2022, I mean, I just don't feel like stealing rims. I mean, I guess it's a hot commodity, but I mean,
I guess anything for a buck, right?
True.
So Mahoney, I know that you're a fan of this show. Our Flag Means Death gets a season number 2 on HBO.
Yeah, Rhys Darby and Taika Waititi. I know I'm butchering his name. It was on HBO. It's a pirate themed show that I loved. It's if you like Rhys Darby, if you liked Flight of the Conchords, I love Australian and New Zealand humor. I think they're some of the funniest people on the planet. And Rhys Darby in a lead role about pirates is perfect. So if you haven't had a chance to,
it was a little too corny for me, but I mean, I guess I didn't go into it.
You got to give it more time, man. It's one of those ones where it is funny, but there's also some touching moments in there as well.
Wasn't there like a love story worked into the first season or something?
I don't want to spoil too much, but okay. I would say give it a shot, and now especially give it a shot knowing that there will be a second season.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so no judgment here, but what is something terrible you said or did to someone that you truly regret?
Message deleted.
Ooh, boy. Man, that's, we're getting deep.
I did go back. I remember there was a girl who was really, really mean to me in high school, and she said something to me, and I went for like a really low blow, and I'm not going to say what it was.
Why not?
Well, because it her parents were, her parents were like, I lived in a very small area where pills were pretty big.
Oh, no. And were parents kind of junkies?
I might have brought that into the equation. But I do say this. Kids are horrible. Kids are vicious. Kids are mean. And a lot of times it doesn't excuse the behavior. But I did reach out to her a couple years later after that and apologized to her and saw her out in public after that. And I apologized to her face again. Because, again, like when you're a kid, you just don't get what the word, the venom that's coming out of your mouth.
How old were you when you did that?
I was 15.
27.
No, I was 15.
15, yeah. I mean, that's okay. That.
You just don't
that's
understand like the
you
venom.
Don't have, yeah. One, you also don't understand, like, the hurt, because it's like you always go for the lowest hanging fruit,
the
right?
The easiest.
Yeah.
The
well,
slam
like,
dunk.
When you're in an argument with somebody and then you don't realize, like, all of the stuff that they're actually dealing with a lot of times.
No.
I think back to, we were just talking about playgrounds not too long ago. And there was a time where me and a kid were arguing at the top of the slide.
Mm-hmm.
I think about whose turn it was. And we were young, maybe like 6, 7 years old. And I just remember like we kind of got into a shoving match and I pushed him and he fell down the slide on his back and then poof, hit the ground.
Splat.
And instantly started sobbing.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, buddy. And his parents, because this is at a McDonald's play place, his parents came running out and they called me a bully. And I still remember it to this day.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah.
So,
Mahoney?
Well, I don't think I try to be reflective, but I also have, I don't know if I can remember correctly all the time. I have my own vision and version of what happened in many cases, my own history, you know, history is written by the winners or the victors. And that's me.
okay.
Yeah. I don't know. but I try to think back because I distinctly remember not like I always had a lot of friends. But I was never like I always felt still kind of like awkward, like I wasn't popular.
Same.
I wasn't as good looking. And,
same.
You know, I wasn't the super smart. I was just kind of like good at a lot of things, but not great at anything other than just being tall. And but I was also very skinny. So I had
that's not a skill set. Will you please stop referring to it in that way? Thank you.
It used to be. So I try to look I always try to be friends with like everybody from like different backgrounds, different lifestyles, like that sort of thing. Like
so
I always
you were actively thinking that way as a kid?
Yeah, like I had friends who were like quote unquote nerds that my other friends, like my dumb popular friends would right. kind of be dicks to, and I would, you know, I was never that way. I don't know. There may be somebody who absolutely hates me from our time in like elementary and middle and high school together, but I don't know. Like I can't think of anyone that I felt like I sought them out because I always felt kind of the same way. Like I want to fit in. I don't want anybody else to feel, I don't want to make anybody feel that particular way, but it's also hard to say. Your tiny actions may have had some sort of impact on somebody over that.
Bullying was so ingrained into both. I went to two different high schools. Bullying was so ingrained into both of those schools.
Yeah.
It's just so weird to hear that type of perspective. I mean, that is something that I really, my younger self would have loved. I just to be around because I can't fathom that. Even people who were, you know, not seen as quote unquote popular were horrible.
Yeah.
Like everybody was just horrible. And I don't know if it's a sign of the times, like if that was just like the introduction to MySpace era where the cyberbullying was popular.
It was prevalent. I mean, high school has been that way pre social media. I can't imagine now in the world, like what do you have to deal with in that? Like, I'm so glad that I was not a part of that because I don't know if I would be been able to make it.
It's just not cool to be mean. It's
it really isn't.
It's really not cool to be
mean.
And
also, all those kids that were like nerds and losers or whatever.
They're
like,
running the world.
Everybody I know who was like the dick to those kids is a piece of garbage now. And those kids, killing it. Like, good jobs, smart.
Nerds run the world, for
yes.
sure. Yeah. It's not about how big your muscles are anymore. It's 2022.
Hey, Mahoney, just a heads up that we preferred the word in English is authentication, not authentification. Authentication. It's easier to say.
Message deleted.
Authentication?
Yeah, there you go.
There you did it.
Yeah, that is easier.
Authentication?
No. You got it the first time. Yeah. Authentication.
Try it again.
I feel like I'm missing a syllable in
You're
there.
You're not.
Or am I just trying to add a syllable
you
and that's
are.
Why I'm messing yeah. up?
Authentication.
Authentication.
Nope. Authentication. One more time.
Authenticate.
Oh,
nope. God, no. Authentication.
Authentication.
This is why you need to get bullied.
Together?
This is why you need to get bullied right here.
Authentication.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the David Mahoney Morning Show.
So Mahoney and I were traveling last week, and, you know, it was strategy. So, you know, we were buying tickets to go on this trip, and I did the thing where I bought Mahoney the window seat and myself the aisle seat because I prefer the aisle, you prefer the window, and
works out
that
way.
I was like, okay, I don't think that anyone is going to sit in the middle seat.
Because it's a bulkhead aisle as well.
Right.
So it wasn't like a great seat to begin with, but we're like, I don't really need a window, but...
So we're sitting here hopeful that nobody's going to buy this ticket, and I don't know, even up to like a few hours before the plane takes off, nobody had bought this ticket. And then we get on the plane, and sure enough, there's somebody in the middle seat. Now, all things considered, not that bad, because it's a younger kid. He's probably, what would you say, 9, 10 years old, somewhere in
10
there.
10 years old, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, it's not like the 400-pound person who's going to be like,
it's not another one of
seat.
Us.
Exactly. You don't need like another big dude sitting in a row. But the little kid has his shoes off on the plane when we get on.
And we were... in one of the early boarding groups. But I guess since he was a kid, I think he was traveling alone.
He was traveling alone, he was.
They put him on very early. Yeah. And
alone
he's just got,
traveler.
He's got his little legs just kicked out, feet off. I mean, literally the moment he got on the plane.
And he's got his foot on the seat in front of us, like the seat back in front of us, with no sock and no shoe on. So it's just his straight foot right there. And
gross.
I don't mean to shame this kid, but I took a picture of his foot. Because he has got these really weird yellow chipped toenails.
Talons, man. These were talons.
How old was this kid again?
He was about 10 years old. Nine, 10 years
he
old.
He was well kept. Clothes were nice, but his feet were scary as hell.
Did he have diabetes?
No.
Okay. Super skinny
little kid. And like a sweet kid. Like it was just
very nice, well behaved. He wasn't like, outside. Well.
Although I will say, he did have the sort of confidence that I do not have, where whenever he needed anything, he would ring the call attendant button.
No.
He rang it 4 times.
He's like,
hey, a 2-hour flight.
Can I get some more cookies?
Kind of a boss
move. I respect
that,
man. Like, I'd never ring that thing. Like, I don't want to bother
at all.
Anyone.
And he was like, how long until we're there?
Yeah.
just any question.
Are we there yet?
Yeah.
No way. He pulled an are we there yet.
Yes.
And this is, this is after our flight had already been delayed because our pilot just decided not to show up. To the flight.
Bizarre, by the way. Like,
very
I didn't
bizarre.
Know. I feel like you have to show up for your flights. It's like a surgeon not showing up for
pretty,
surgery.
Pretty big deal.
Little kid, he's got his feet all over. I think he touched you with his feet at one point. His were trying to migrate over to my side, but they were leaning more towards Dave's. And one of the things that kind of made me uncomfortable, the shoes thing was like, whatever. I mean, this kid's going to live his life. The best way he knows how, whatever. He's not yelling. He's not running around. He's being fine. But the a flight attendant comes over, and so there is a moment where I had to think whether or not I'm going to order some beers because I am sitting directly next to a child who is not mine.
Right.
And we've had some beers already because we had a couple hours extra layover.
Yeah.
And the beers are free because we are running late, so they didn't even charge us for the beers.
No, they charged me.
Did they?
Yes, for your beer.
Oh, I thought we got those beers free.
No.
So I was like, well, whatever. These beers are free, so I'll take three.
A Eyes on Dave Farrah LLC.
And I love that the flight attendant's like, well, we're only allowed to have one per person, but if somebody else somehow gave you these, then you. And she didn't care. She like loads me up with three bottles or three cans of beer. She loads Dave up with three bottles of wine, and we just kind of like give each other a look. And we're like, well,
I'm dead.
We shouldn't change our behavior just because there's a child between us.
But the thing is that, you know, we've got our little booze or whatever, and we're sitting there just kind of chilling on the flight, you know, having a fine time. And at one point, this kid crosses his legs, and like, I mean, it's a little kid, right? So I'm not going to say anything. His straight-up, dirty-ass little foot is on me.
Ah!
It is touching my leg. And I was like, man, I'm not going to say anything about this kid. And I didn't, because I'm just like, you know, like he's traveling alone. I don't want to, like, you know.
He was not scared at all, though.
No, but like he very boldly just put his stinky little foot with his gross little talons directly on my leg.
The only thing that would, that like, because you got the arm hair that creeps over, but a toenail that creeps over.
Yeah. Oh.
So Dave pulled out the barf bag. Thank God.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.